This is Times of India Radio, and here are the top news. Goa Speaker Pramod Sawant was sworn in as the 13th Chief Minister post-midnight on Monday after BJP got letters of support from its allies on the assurance that both Goa Forward Party President Vijay Sardesai and Maharashtra Vadi Gomantak Party leader Ramakrishna Davalekar would be made deputy CMs. It is the first time that the tiniest state will have two deputy CMs. Though an official communication said 46-year-old Sawant would be sworn in by 11 p.m. on Monday, grueling discussions between BJP and its allies, GFP, MGP and independents, delayed the swearing-in to late night. Sawant, who resigned from the Speaker's post, was sworn in along with 11 cabinet ministers. Almost a decade and a half after a bitter separation, Mukesh Ambani on Monday stepped in to save younger brother Anil from prison by helping him clear the ₹453 crore Reliance Communications owed Ericsson. The Supreme Court had on February 20th said failure to pay the Swedish telecom major its dues within 4 weeks would land Anil, who's the chairman of Arcom, in jail for 3 months. While the divergence in fortunes of the two brothers since the split has been evident to the world for many years now, it was underlined in the starkest possible terms yet by Anil's statement saying, "My sincere and heartfelt thanks to my respected elder brother Mukesh and Neeta for standing by me during these trying times and demonstrating the importance of staying true to our strong family values by extending this timely support. I and my family are grateful. We have moved beyond the past and are deeply touched with this gesture." Nirav Modi is expected to be arrested and appear in Westminster Magistrates Court next week. A top Indian government source said the CBI team handling Nirav Modi has been put together and will be flying to London within the next week. The ED will also be sending someone. They need to give some evidence to the courts and then an arrest is expected to happen soon afterwards, so the CBI and ED will be present in court when he's produced before Westminster's Magistrates Court after he's arrested. The source said the exact date all this is to happen had not been finalized yet, but the process is on and it is expected to happen next week. Once they're in London, it'll happen. There is no danger of Nirav Modi leaving the UK in the meantime as he does not have any travel documents. He won't be arrested till the UK authorities get these documents that the CBI and ED are bringing, the government source added. The crisis in Jet Airways deepened on Monday with Etihad Airways refusing to step into the shoes of the promoter of the troubled carrier. In its meeting with lenders, the Gulf-based airline did not commit to hiking stake as it had several preconditions outside the ambit of lenders for taking the role of a promoter. On Monday, Jet informed the stock exchanges that it will default on interest payments on its bonds that are due on Wednesday due to temporary liquidity conditions. Later in the day, it said 4 more aircraft were grounded due to non-payment of dues to lessors. The airline is operating with half its original fleet and managing only 200 flights a day, half its normal schedule. Large-scale cancellations are resulting in rising refund claims. The airline's pilots, who like engineers and senior management have salaries overdue for 3 months, will meet in Mumbai on Tuesday to decide the next course of action. According to sources, the government has asked lenders to work out a resolution for Jet in the same manner as in a bankruptcy proceeding, but outside the ambit of the National Company Law Tribunal.